Being overweight affects more than just your physical health. It also impacts your mental and emotional health. While I strongly believe that we should accept ourselves and others regardless of weight, as a culture, we have a long way to go toward acceptance. The truth is that misinformed attitudes about weight pervade just about every part of our society. These beliefs create an unconscious bias that generates a lot of discrimination. A lot. Many people unwittingly perceive overweight people as lazy, gluttonous, and lacking willpower. This is the direct result of the calories in, calories out mode of thinking, endorsed by most health professionals and researchers. Those who believe in the erroneous energy balance equation imagine that weight loss is such a simple formula that everybody has the knowledge and ability to lose weight if only they try. You just expend more energy than you put in your body. Therefore, if you're gaining weight, it's because you lack the willpower to get off the couch, put down your fork and knife, or move your body. You have a character defect. And it doesn't seem to matter that 99% of people who try a calorie-restricted diet fail to lose weight over the long term, or that every single study of this eat less, move more approach has failed. Every single one. People who believe in calorie restriction are, in my opinion, misguided. The problem is not with the 70% of adults in America who are overweight or obese, but rather with the dietary advice we've been given. Indeed, since the advent of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans in 1977, consumption data from the United States Department of Agriculture shows that Americans have been doing exactly what they have been told to. Americans have consumed less meat and dairy and replaced their animal fats with vegetable oils. They've eaten more grains, fruits, and vegetables. And what has happened? A tsunami of obesity the likes of which the world has never seen. Nevertheless, because of this prevailing view that obesity is a personal shortcoming, studies consistently find that obese individuals are viewed as less desirable subordinates, co-workers, and bosses in the workplace. They are perceived as disagreeable, emotionally unstable, lazy, and lacking in self-discipline. This always struck me as slightly odd. Considering the lengths to which most people have gone to try to lose weight, lack of self-discipline is one of the least accurate descriptions of most of the overweight people in my practice. Women, as is often the case, are judged more harshly than men. A full 60% of overweight women consider that they have been on the receiving end of weight discrimination, compared to 40% of men. The problem with most calories in, calories out proponents is that they think far too simplistically about the human body. They believe that obesity is only a first-order problem rather than the more complex issue it really is. Let's start with the calories in part of the equation. Most nutrition experts say that this is determined by the foods you eat. This is true. But that is first-order simplistic thinking. What makes you put that food in your mouth? The answer can be many things: hunger, emotions, stress, medications. You must deal with the root cause of the problem, not the simple first-order cause. How about the calories out part of the equation? Most nutrition experts believe this is determined by exercise or the number of steps you take in a day. This only makes up a minority of the calories you burn in a day. The overwhelming majority of calories are used for metabolism, the energy needed for your brain, heart, lungs, kidneys, liver, and other organs and systems. In the disease of obesity, what causes calories in to exceed calories out, therefore causing fat accumulation? A simpleton would say, how much food you eat and how much exercise you get. The more nuanced understanding of human physiology suggests that the main problem is hunger and metabolism. Yes, you can decide what you want to eat, but no, you cannot choose to be less hungry. Yes, you can decide to exercise, but no, you cannot resolve that your liver will use more energy. So, if you cannot consciously make a decision about hunger and metabolism, the more important root factors of weight gain, then obesity is not a personal failing. It's not a breakdown of willpower. It's a failure of knowledge.